Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Turchin. Batting second. The left fielder, Rusty Peters. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Otto Denning. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oscar Judd. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oscar Judd. And now, play ball. Eddie Turchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turchin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazor moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Partee reaches second base with a double. Lazor scores. Lake moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd takes first base on ball four. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Lake scores. Partee scores. Judd moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Boudreau scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Eddie Turchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Turchin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judd hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosar moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazor throws the ball into Doerr, who tags Boudreau, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rosar scores. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Turchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Turchin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbein moves to second. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 2 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosar is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Oscar Judd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judd hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culberson moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Turchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turchin is 0-for-3 in the game. Turchin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-3 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.